This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green. We're going to spend some time talking about paying for college. In a moment, we'll hear some advice for parents and students. First, every year, the federal government gives needy college students billions of dollars of assistance that they don't have to pay back, $34.5 billion worth, to be exact. It's known as the Pell Grant Program. 9.5 million students rely on it. But now a new study says much of the money is going to people who never graduate. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Sandy Baum, an expert on student financial aid, has been leading a group in a study of the 48-year-old Pell Grant program. Their report, commissioned by the nonprofit College Board, confirms what many have known for years about Pell Grant recipients.
We have always known that the completion rates are lower than we would like them to be, but what we really learned was that there are so many students who are not the traditional Pell Grant student, who are not young people from low-income families, but rather are adults seeking to improve their labor force opportunities. And so understanding how important Pell Grants are to these students and how poorly designed they are to actually serve those students was something of an awakening.
Baum says these are people 25 years and older who were hit hard by the recession, lost their jobs, went back for more training and education, but have struggled to complete their schooling. Baum says they get little or no guidance about what to study or even what school to choose.
If you're an adult, you're much more likely to see a sign on the bus or hear that your neighbor went to school someplace. You really don't have many options.
Older, non-traditional students, says Baum, now make up nearly half of all Pell Grant recipients, but only 3% ever graduate. And without a degree, they're back to square one, struggling to find work. High dropout rates, though, are not limited to older students. Among 18 to 25-year-olds in the program, only a fraction earn a bachelor's degree within 6 years, often because they're just not ready for college-level work. But Sophia Zaman, a recent graduate from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, says Pell Grant recipients like her don't drop out because they can't handle the work. Higher tuition and fees push them out.
I have numerous friends who are unable to afford taking on a fourth year of college because, and my university was not unique, we faced a 16% tuition increase.
Zaman now lobbies Congress on behalf of the U.S. Student Association. She says the $8,600 she received in Pell Grants over 4 years wasn't enough. She still had to work 3 part-time jobs to make ends meet. Researchers agree Pell Grants today cover only a fraction of what they once covered. But their key finding is this. The Pell Grant program must now serve 2 equally needy but very different populations, young and old. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.